All right, let's check in with Captain Darryl Carpenter during these deep freeze days and find out if there's any possibility to do any fishing at all down the Highway 1 corridor. Captain Darryl, what's going on down there today?
Well, you know, Don, I was listening to you read the text messages, and Riley's grandpa's got it just about right. A good stack of warm pancakes right now would be good.
Yeah, with some good Steen's cane syrup on them, maybe, and lots of butter. Boy, that sounds good.
Yes, indeed. Man, I'm going to tell you, look, now, of course, we've got a fairly large tide range right now, but it's bucking that north wind now. Yesterday was beautiful. I mean, yesterday it was in the 60s, and believe it or not, I don't know what happened to them, but the gnats weren't bad. But, you know, I guess to show a sign of the times and the economy that's going on the coast, I counted a total of 4 people fishing on side of the road yesterday. Now, spent a little time around that Bayou Thunder area, which is right at the mouth of Elmer's Island. And with that low water right at that tide change, there was a couple people fishing that bridge, and they were doing pretty well. I mean, it was stacked full of redfish. Now, they weren't all keepers, so some of them were undersized reds. But, you know, the side of the road is going to be the way to go right now. I mean, look, I'm just not that mad at them anymore. Maybe some people are, but you don't want to be out there in a boat today. I mean, wind's gusting to 30 miles an hour out of the north, low tides, and they're going to get lower with that kind of wind. Muddy, muddy water that was beautiful yesterday, but it's all tore up now. You know, fishing those side of the road ponds where you got a little calmer water, you got deeper water, and it's going to stay cleaner, that's going to be your option around the Grand Isle area. And like you said, I know you've had some experience there, is, you know, watch the traffic. Make sure you pull far enough off the road. But, you know, just concentrate, slow down, and keep it near the bottom. Find out where those fish are staged, and you ought to be able to pull a few out of there.
You know, talking about the danger of that Highway 1 fishing off the side of the road like that, you know, I hate to bring up something that's a really sad story, but if it serves to save somebody's life, it's worth telling. But several years ago, I was going down there fishing, and the traffic was backed up for nearly an hour on Highway 1, and I found out later what had happened. There was a couple, an elderly couple, that was fishing off the side of the road. The husband was on the right side. The wife was on the left side. She caught a big redfish off the bank, and she picked it up, and she was running across the highway to show it to her husband, and she was struck by a vehicle and killed there on the highway. And, you know, that has stuck with me for so long. And as often as I can, I want to warn people, if you're fishing off the side of the road on Highway 1, especially if you got kids that have a tendency to wander a little bit, be very, very careful, because that can be extremely dangerous. Those cars and trucks are going by there in excess of 70 miles an hour, and it's nothing nice. But it's a good place to fish, but you just got to be careful doing it.
Yeah, you know, and Don, look, I was going down that highway yesterday, and I started to snap a picture, because it's the epitome of what it should be. There was a dad on the side of the road, and, you know, you mentioned the kids. This little kid couldn't have been no more than 2.5-3 foot tall. I mean, he's a youngster, 5, 6, 7 years old. And, I mean, he, to the point that he had to have both hands on the rod to hold it up straight. But, man, just seeing him sitting there on the side of the road fishing, that's what it needs to be. And, you know, kudos to the guys that bring the kids out there with them and start them early. But you certainly, you know, like I said, you certainly stand a chance of catching some out there right now, because I was watching redfish being caught yesterday. I mean, there wasn't a lot of trout involved, but they had plenty of reds. But, you know, this time of the year, you know, it's almost like that jubilee. It's holding water. It's a little bit deeper. It's going to stay warmer. It's going to congregate some fish. There's not a whole lot of bait. You don't need anything fancy, especially for the kids. You know, put them, you know, most of the catfish have migrated offshore. Put them a dead shrimp on the bottom. Something's going to end up eating it.
Yeah, and, you know, another opportunity could be, you know, the bridge down there in Grand Isle. You can fish off that bridge. Probably going to be a little breezy, but at least there's no traffic on the bridge that's now a fishing pier down there.
That is correct, and they're doing a lot of work on the west side of it. They've done a lot of work and improved the parking area. So it's that's another opportunity. That wind's going to be a little bit brutal on that bridge this morning, but it's definitely got a nice arrangement there now.
Yeah, well, like one of our listeners texted me, said, this cold weather's refreshing. I remember July. So that's when you're out there. Think about fishing in July and August, and that makes it more bearable. Darrell, somebody wants to give you a call, get some info, maybe book a trip in the near future. Tell them how to get you.
Well, they can find me on your website at dondadgrossguy.com. Or realscreamers.com has a lot of, you know, a lot of the information they need on it. Or they can just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Have a good weekend. Stay warm. Talk to you next week.
Oh, I don't think I'm leaving the couch.
We'll see you then. There he goes, Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, we come back. Well, let's see. We're going to be talking to Captain Mike Gallo. I don't know if he's still in pursuit of deer or if he's been trying to get some fishing. Yesterday was pretty nice on his area. It got up in this around 60 degrees, but that ain't going to happen this weekend. Paddler's Report with Brendan Bayard. If you like to get after the fish in the kayak, we'll also check in with Ryan Lambert. Get a recap as he closed out the duck season last weekend and what the future looks like for fishing down there with a very, very low Mississippi River down in the Delta. And, of course, your texts right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.